Good job, everyone. Continuing in the denim of the Afikom, we're up to Simon Tafayin Ches, page 176. Okay, we learn about Afikom and Echatzos, before Echatzos, stuff like that. That's what we got in terms of the actual Echila of the Afikom. We have another halacha that the Gemara tells us that Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Afikomen. You're not allowed to have anything after eating the Afikomen. That is a din of the Afikomen. You're not supposed to eat anything after the Afikomen. We'll get to the reason why in a couple of moments. Says the Mechaber over here, Achar Afikomen, Ein Le'echol Shum Dovah. You should not eat anything after eating the Afikomen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Alf. Why is this? In order that we don't lose the time of the matzah, that is the mitzvah of the night, we don't want to leave that time of the matzah. Question, why in the world all of a sudden by this matzah, we don't want to leave the time of the matzah? What's the inyan of not leaving the time of the matzah? So Rav Soloveitchik, he writes, okay, they bring down the Svarim B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik, the reason why we dafka want to have, not that we want to have the time of the matzah b'fiv the rest of the night, is really because we're supposed to, it says in the Gemara a couple times, that we want to say the Agada B'Shasha Matzah Umara Munachim Lefanecha. He says there, now we've already eaten all the matzah. So when you have the time of the matzah b'fiv, you still have the ke'ilu, the matzah is lefanech. What about the martyr? I'm not sure, but that's what Rav Soloveitchik writes, is the reason why you have this. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nemetzal, I just found, recorded in Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zagada, he brings down a different reason why dafku want time matzah b'fiv left over at the end of the Seder. Says Moreno Rabbeinu, according to the Agada of Rosh Hashanah Zalman on page 205, Ve'heir agon Rav Avigdor Nemetzal shlit. She actually tain o tam baha. The bashirin tam afikom vepe lurames. It's coming to merames. Shemikoach achilas laila zeh. Niskar yitzias mitzrayim kol yemei chayenu. Because we have a mitzvah every day to remember yitzias mitzrayim, and therefore we want to take away the main mitzvah of yitzias mitzrayim of the year. The day we have a specific mitzvah of sibur yitzias mitzrayim in order to remind us that we're supposed to take with us the rest of the year in order to constantly remember yitzias mitzrayim. That's what Rav Nevinsal writes over here, is the reason why we have this din. But that is the din ein maftirin achar pesach avikom. It says the Mishnah Berurah in the Hemshich of Siv Katan Alf. Ubi the Evan, once again, going back to the sentence for the third time. Ubi the Evan, imacha acharav. Shum davar, if you eat after the yachsu biyochel kazayis matzah shmura l'shem afikomen. Go, you should, if you by accident eat after the afikomen, you should go back and eat another kazayis again l'shem afikomen. Once again, how could you eat another piece of afikomen? That seems to be against the thing we saw much earlier. To eat another time afikomen is not so pashut. All we saw over here, this could be only before, number one, before benching. If you've already benched, go back and eat afikomen again. That we generally don't do. That we saw b'shem Rav Moshe, v'chule v'chule. But also another din that is brought down based on this is another thing that we have to add over here is l'chora. This is only going to be, at least according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, if you remember, if you did this before Chatzos, if you did it after Chatzos, according to the laws of Ben Azariah, there's no reason to eat anymore another kazayis matzah. But those who were machmir for Rabbi Akiva anyways, so you could still eat it according to Rabbi Akiva, the miyotze, the mitzvah, again, in order that you leave off with tam matzah b'fif. Okay, so that is what's brought down over here. What about other things? What about food? What about drink? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Beis, we're actually going to see later on. In the next siman, there's also an inyan not to drink after the Dalit Kosos, besides for this din of Ein Maftir Achar Pesach Avikomen. Well, let's see over here, Sivkat Beis says over here, Shum Davar. Ule inyan Shtia Nechleko Aposkim. If there's a Machlokas Aposkim, what about drinking after eating the Avikomen? For sure, but they're going to have two more Kosos of wine. Benching and Hallow, so it goes, that's Pashit, that we have to do because that's part of the mitzvahs of the night. But what about other drinking? Says over here, for sure things that have alcohol in them, you should not have besides for the other two courses of wine. The Mishnah Berurah over here says, one should not have any mashkim except for mayim at this time. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal points out over here, if you did drink, don't go back and then have another kazayis matzah. That will be the time matzah b'fiv pag. Lo nisbatal achilas afikomen. That does not mivatal the achilas afikomen. If you eat afterwards, that's more problematic. But if you're just going to drink afterwards, you do not have to go back and eat the afikomen. Again, that's what Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal brings out over here. But you see over here, L'chatchil, you're not supposed to have Coca-Cola, tea, coffee, all these other things. It sounds like for the Mishnah Berurah, that's not what you're supposed to do. And for those who, as we're going to see in the upcoming Simanim, who try and stay up late, well, Pesach mitzvah, the side of the air called Laila Sapri B'Yisias Mitzrayim, so that's going to be difficult. You can have a cup of coffee, that's going to be difficult, but you see over here, and that is the Shita Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal and Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that even tea and coffee one should try not having. It's a lichatchila. Rosh Hashanah Zalman didn't matter in certain cases. He says, let's say someone's a nurse or has to take care of someone all night long, and therefore they have to eat or drink after chatzos, so have more room to be meiko in terms of that. In terms of staying up all night, though, Rav Nevinzal thought that better try not to have coffee in this case. I did see others who are more meikle than this, but that seems like the pashup shot over here in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll come back to it this in the next siman once again. Moving on, says the Rama over here. V'lo yochlenu b'shnei mekomos. You should not eat the afikomen in two different places. You only eat it at your table. You don't go from table to table. You don't go from room to room when you eat the afikomen. D'lo adiv me'ilo ha'efsik b'sheina da'as halacha mishum da'avi k'shnei mekomos. In the next halacha, we're going to see if you're not allowed to fall asleep in the middle either. If you fall asleep in the middle also, that also is not like you ate the whole afikomen. So similar to that, says the Rama, you're not allowed to go from place to place. Where do we get this from? Explains the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Dalu B'Shnei Mekomos, Vu Adin Mechedr Echad, even if it's in one room, Miksasa B'Shulchan Zeh, Miksasa B'Shulchan Arachar, you have different tables. It's not talking about two tables that are put together into one table. It's like you have two separate places that people are eating. Don't go from one table to another table to eat the Afikomen. Why? Avi K'Shnei Mekomos, V'Atam Sh'Afikomen Zecher LePesach. We all know the Afikomen is Zecher to the Korban Pesach. And as you learn in Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in two different chaburas, two different places. And therefore, so zecher to the Korban Pesach. Once again, we are not going to move from place to place. You have it all in one spot at the table when you're going to go ahead and eat it. So that is the reason why we don't go from place to place, and that's really the reason of the next halacha siv bet. Mishi yashim b'tocha suda v'hekis. Someone who goes to sleep and then wakes up. Okay, this seems to be maybe something that can be very common in the middle of Shulchan Aruch. I don't know, you go to sleep on the couch. Sounds like a prayer. Chozer l'echol, you don't go back and eat again. However, the Mishnah Berurah explains what we're talking about over here. Sikatan Zayin. Ain't a chozer l'echol. Dasheina chashuv hafsik, because we're going to sleep is considered a hafsik. Vasura banan kochol shnei mekomos. That's like you did it in two different places. So you see over here. Though you see over here, this is a din in the afikomen. This is not a din in the rest of the suda. It's a din in the middle of the afikomen. You went ahead and went to sleep in the middle. That's what it's talking about over here. So if you went to sleep in the middle of the suda, okay, you ate different parts of that. That's going to be different. It might be a halachos brachos shaila of what do you do when you wake up? Do you have to make new brachos? But if it's not a din in halachos brachos, it's not a problem in Minei Bay in the Seder itself. So once again, in the middle of the Kalman, you went to sleep. And he woke up, you don't go back, you don't continue eating at this point. You lost out on the Kalman at this point. If you have a bunch of people who are eating together, however, if you have a bunch of people eating this in the Suda, then as long as some of them did not fall asleep, then you can go back and eat it. If everyone fell asleep, so then you're not allowed to go back and eat anymore. But if everyone is just dozing, their head bobbing, and stuff like that, then you're allowed to go back and finish off the afikomen. Says the Rama, like I explained before, says the Rama, this is all a din in the Seder, called the part of the Seder called Safun, the afikomen. If your father or yourself, you go ahead and you take a little schnooze on the couch during Shulchan Aruch, that's not the end of the world. That's not a problem, really, over here. That's not going to be a problem. You go wake up and you go ahead and have your afikomen. That would not be a problem, so you could stay up. You could stay up later. But in the afikomen itself, during Safun, that is when it's problematic to go ahead and go to sleep. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. He points out what I said before also. It's not in the middle of afikomen. But in terms of, do you have to, when you wake up, you have to make a new amotzi on the afikomen? So there you have to go look in Hilchos Brachos. He says, most of the time you're not going to have to even go back and make a new amotzi, but you can look over there for the different pratim of what happens if someone does go to sleep in the middle of the Suda. Now, okay, before moving on to starting to the I mentioned this question before, but I saw it today in the Shalmi Moed. The Shalmi Moed asks, Shemer Shalma Zalman, why don't we have Maimach before we're going to get to benching? Benching is the next Sim. Tafayin Tet is Barech. Finishing Safun, why isn't there a Simon called Maimach Ronin? If we have a Simon for Urchatz, we're going to wash for the Tibol Rishon. We have Rochsa, which we wash for the Lechem. Why don't we have a separate Simon for Maimach Ronin? And he says, happens to be in the Yotzros. Yotzros is a different putim that are made. They mention the simon called Maimach Ronim. There was actually a simon called Maimach Ronim. So he says, why does the Baal HaGadol leave it out? And the Yotzros has it in. He says, it could be, it's totally on why we have Maimach Ronim in the first place. Is Maimach Ronim only because of the Saddam salt, the Melech Stomis? If it's only because of the Melech Stomis, so we learned tonight, we don't add salt to our matzah, and we don't even dip into salt, according to the Ramah, tonight. And therefore, if it's only because of the Melech Stomis, so we can understand why they left it out of the gutter, because you don't have to do Maimach Ronim. However, based on the Gemara, Gemara's Mashma, that even if you don't have Melech Stomis, there's still an Indian of Maimach Ronim from Vinis Kadishtam. It's a din of Kedusha. At the end of the Suda, wash your hand before benching, there's an Indian of Vinis Kadishtam. And therefore, even if you did not have Melech Stomis, it could be there's still an Indian to wash Maimach Ronim. He says, that's the Nekudas Machlokas between the Baal HaGadol and the Yotzos. Is it just a din of Melech Stomis? And therefore, the Baal HaGadol left it out. Or, like the Yotzos, there's a din of Vinis Kadishtam, and therefore, there is a simon called Maim Achronim. So that I thought was a very beautiful ahara from Rosh Hashanah Zalman, just explaining why, or at least the Baal HaGadol leaves out Maim Achronim. Whatever you're not like to do, if you're not like to wash Maim Achronim, you definitely should do it. Lel Pesach. If not, then you don't do it Lel Pesach. If that is your minhag, we're not getting into all the lachas of Maim Achronim right now. Simon Tav Ayin Tes, we're just going to start. Simon Tav Ayin Tes, the dinim of Barich, which is obviously benching. Acharkach, after you've eaten. After you've eaten afikomen, mosgin lo kol shlishi, we now pour the third kos. A mevarich alav birkas amazon ubori briagafen vishoseu baseba. You bench on the kos, and then you say bori briagafen, and you drink it baseba. Okay? So the chora over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot and Beis, this is regardless of your minhag the rest of the year, whether you bench on a kos or not bench on a kos. Lel Seder, obviously you're going to have to bench on a kos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot and Beis, afilu mevarach biyachidi, even you don't have a mezuman, even you're mevarach biyachidi, va'afilu mandamar ba'alu birkas amazon ain't a tuna kos, even according to the mandamar that holds that birkas amazon does not require a kos or birkas amazon. Mikom makom hol shetiknu chacham lishtos arba kos v'azu, yesh lasus mitzvah b'kol kos v'kos, l'achiv somchin kos shlishi lebirkas Hamazon. Okay, and therefore you bench on the coast, and that means the same dinama when you bench on the coast. The rest of you, for those who bench on the coast, you raise up the coast and you hold the coast for benching at least until Umiko Tuv Liolama Chasreno, someone who says the Rachmans the rest of the year. Renevin Sahot, you're supposed to hold it also for the Rachmans. Some of the minig they'll put down the coast after that. At the end of the day, after Birkas Hamazon, you'll make the Bracha Borei Bregavin. Once again, going back to what we talked about at the beginning. If you go like Rovam Hadras Melech and the mitzvah of the night, the Baal HaGadol or whoever is leading the Seder, he says the bracha and patters everyone. So too over here. He'll, the Baal HaSeder, will make the Bray Bar Gavin, or appoint someone else to relate to Bray Bar Gavin, and he'll have a mind, everyone else, and then they'll just drink the Kos Baseba. If you have the minute, everyone makes their own brachas. So, once again, everyone will make their own bracha on the third Kos, and then drink it Baseba. Okay? Drink about saving, and whether you go back on this kosa, we already discussed this much earlier on, that between the third and fourth kosa is no. It's drinking, and therefore, you would not go back and drink the kosa again if you forget to do haseba. Okay, so that's what we saw back then. We do not make an alagev. Once again, the alagofen is only going to be after the fourth kosa. And we don't drink any wine between third and fourth kosa. Mew, says the Ramah, Mikol Shlishu Yacholishos Kamapalim. But let's say you have a big coast that has a couple of reviuses. You drank one revius, right? You're still left over in your coast. That, says the Ramah, you're allowed to finish off the kos in front of you. That's going to be fine. V'akol michshav shtia achas, it's all considered one shtia. Afal gavtiv ziknei time, even though you put down the kos in between, you're allowed to finish off that one kos. Okay, that is what you're allowed to do. So that kos you are allowed to have other than the rest of the things. Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot and Aleph, he does point over here. Even after the second kos, we said, for the second kos, we said you don't need shtifa v'adacha, you don't have to rinse out your kos again. However, the Ramah writes, Mishnah Berurah writes over here, Sikkot and Aleph, v'tzarech adacha shtifa yimeinu naki, you have to rinse out your kos if it's not clean, then b'stam it's not clean, because you still have wine, you drank from it. Even if you don't normally wash out your kos the rest of the year, over here you should make sure you wash out the kos at least before the third kos, in order to drink from a kos, from a clean kos, because that is the mitzvah, that is the hiddur mitzvah of the night. Mishnah Berurah over here in this line goes back to the din that we just saw in Taf Ayin Ches. Once again, what about drinking after the third kos, other mashkin? What about between the third and fourth? We already talked about Eimaftin Achar Pesach Avikomen. Now we're in the din. They're not allowed to drink between the third and fourth kos. What about that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot Neivel Ishta Yain Shami Yishtaker. Why don't you drink between the third and fourth kos? Because we're afraid you're going to get drunk. V'yishan V'leikamar Asalir. You're afraid you're going to fall asleep at this point, and you're not going to finish the Seder. You're not going to finish Halal. You're not going to finish the nights of the night. V'yishan Katva Otam. Some say the reason V'yishan Nir Kamosif Al Kosas. No, it looks like you're adding a fifth kos. If you have this, another kos now, it's going to be a fourth kos, and the one you're going to have a Halal is going to be a fifth kos. It looks like you're adding more kosts. The Chronim say this is lav dafka yayin, not allowed to drink. Who had din shar mashkin and mashakrin, for sure other alcoholic beverages are also going to be asar. Miun eino mashakir mutar, but if it's not an alcoholic beverage, it's going to be mutar v'hushalo haya chamer medina. So long it's not chamer medina, because then really you can allow to use chamer medina for a kos b'di'evid. Therefore, anything you can use for a kos or it's mashakir, you're not allowed to drink at this time. So that's the dinim of between the third and fourth kos. But you have to remember, we also have the din of you already ate the afikomen. So if you're machmer not to eat after the afikomen, any mashka like the Mishnah Berurah told us in some seven tough ayin ches, and that's a position of Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Moreno Rabbi and Rav Nevinzal. So you're not going to be allowed to have coffee, tea, and other beverages chutz mimayim now, anyways, just not because it's between the third and fourth coast, but because it's after you ate the afikomen. Once again, that's the din over here for sure. Wine, alcoholic beverages is vada yasser. Chumrah Medina is also making it over here. Other mashkin is the chumrah we paskin not to do it because of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Avikomen. There are mekilon of that. I believe Rabbi Yashiv was mekel by other things are not chumrah Medina, and it's not mashkin and mashakrin. However, that's the position of Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Rav Nevinzal L'chadchila not to do it. Adkan for today.